Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, our special Black and Gold OTA edition as they wrapped up voluntary workouts today, helping us break it all down. The voice of the Saints, Mike Hawes. How you doing today, Mike?
I am doing well, man. I was happy to see the event inside today, as yesterday's OTAs.
We're getting spoiled
outside. We're gonna get it soon enough. So you know it's coming, and it's coming pretty soon.
And you know, Hoss, I don't know. You've observed football. We've all observed football. I don't know if the right word is a well-oiled machine, but it don't look like this is their first rodeo, the first time organization. I don't know. It looks like this coaching staff's been together for a decade. It doesn't look like Kellen Moore is the youngest head coach in the NFL. I mean, just like it's well organized. And you know how they have a collective bargaining agreement, like you have a new coach, you get extra practices. It seems like that we so organized how we go from drill to drill, whether it's offense, defense, special teams. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I've observed. But it seems like, man, I don't know. They know what the hell they're doing. Now you got to win games. But it just seems like it's a well-oiled machine.
No, it does, and I agree. It's, you know, there's no kind of disjointed aspect of who's going where, when, what. And I think that in large part is exactly what you said. You've got a coaching staff specifically on the offensive side who's worked together. This is not their first OTAs together. But you see it because if you kind of watch practice, the coaches – are kind of doing their own thing. They're not talking to even each other. They're not going over to this coach and talking to that coach. You do that. I mean, everybody's doing their own thing. You don't, there's not a ton of even coach interaction, right? I mean, you don't hear a lot from any of the coaches. They're all doing their specific duties. And that's not, I'm not saying that's weird or abnormal, but it's just, it does, you're like, you have to physically go find, where's Kellen? All right, where's, you know, Tolzien's? Where's Nussmeier? Where are they? Because they're all just kind of doing their job. They're not around running around screaming and yelling and why aren't you doing this and why aren't you doing that? So I would agree with you 100%, but they've been together.
You know, and I'm looking far because it seems like you see this. Young players, when they can put the pads on and all, and you're doing team drills. Now, that necessarily won't happen in the mandatory mini camp. But it's like, get your ass back in the huddle. You know, maybe they didn't break the huddle or the alignment wasn't exactly like it needed to be or they jumped off sides. I remember Coach Mara. You never could do this because the collective bargaining agreement, you know, and you only practice 3 days, I think, in one of the days. Then you have to have a day off. I remember you might be 40-something minutes into practice. And Coach Moore, all of a sudden, that is the mid-80s, and he would be like, start practice over. We'd have to start stretching over. And we've already been out there 40-something minutes because some guys are jumping offside. Yeah, some guys are jumping off sides or they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. But you just don't see any of that. I don't see, like, you know, it seems like they're whatever they're doing in the meeting room, they're transferring that to the field, and they feel confident in what they're doing.
No, I agree, and I think it's kind of – you don't – so I was watching the offensive line today. I don't think – it wasn't 7-on-7, but they were doing a drill, and they were – and one of the guys jumped, you know, procedure. And so he without even – no one yelled, no one – he turned around, he walked back to the huddle because he knew his butt was out. That's it. You've created that penalty. Someone takes your place. It was quiet. Nobody said anything, but he knew. As soon as he did it, whistle blew. He turned, went back to the huddle. Another guy took his place. So that, rather than getting screamed at and yelled at and, hey, you go back and do it right, no, you're out. You lose an opportunity. So I thought that was interesting because it's kind of, you don't really watch it happen. You don't really know it happens because you're right. It's and as you said, it's so much different now. I mean, they are on the clock. You do not have time to do anything because they're not back again until minicamp. They're not back again until late July. You have to get so much accomplished. I mean, even really for the first time that we've been able to see. Now, they've done it, you know. We saw a lot more special teams today than we've seen because that's the progression, right? I mean,
right.
Block punt, different things. And it's football, and I'd love – there's a piece of paper somewhere, right, that has today – laid out, and I bet it is to the minute, right? From
without a doubt,
the minute you arrive to the minute you leave, and then the coaches continue with it's. It is such a structured game now, and it has to be just because of the time that you have on the field.
Now, Hoss, I don't know if you think I might be a prisoner of the moment, and you know the latest flavor, whatever, so to speak, but. I don't know. Kellen Moore, I've been impressed. I mean, Bobby, how can you know if he's going to work out at head coach? All I know is it looks like he knows what the hell he's doing. And he's the youngest head coach. I could see. Now, the one thing, maybe I don't agree, and this is in my head. Now, I might not agree with this because Sean Payton could be an SOB at times. I don't know if Kellen Moore could be an SOB. To me, Kellen Moore, if he'd ever get mad, is he really mad? You know, Sean Payton could be an asshole, whatever. Yeah, I'm trying to, but I just don't see Kellen Moore being that way. Like, if he's really mad, I was gonna say the D word. Coach Moore could, Coach Moore, Coach Moore too, and Sean Payton. I just don't see Kellen Moore that. But I think Kellen Moore, as far as his mind and the football that he knows, he could be somewhat of a younger version of Sean Payton. Now he needs to go out and accomplish things. But I'm just that confident in him.
Yeah, I think it's also, you know, he's not that far removed from the game, right? He's not some grizzled coach with 25 years under his belt. And, you know, he's young, right? I mean, he's not, I mean, they're a quarterback older than him playing.
Right.
Right? One side today with Pittsburgh. So that's just his style, right? And I think it's kind of, maybe it's more new for us than it is for him. This isn't like, you know, this is how he's going to be as a head coach. I can assure you, if we were at Philly's training camp last year as the OC, that's the way he was, right? And
right.
I just think it's different for us, right? We'll have to adjust to him, but he's very comfortable in his skin, and it's a quiet. I'll even say it's a quiet confidence. He believes in what he believes in, and you have to. And, you know, I was thinking about this today on the ride home, like, man, because you get this kind of elated feeling, that guy looked good, he looked fast, that play looked great, and I bet if I was standing at Baltimore's OTAs, I'd go, he looked good, they looked fast. It's
right.
You know, it's OTAs. It is what it is, but
from a
coaching standpoint.
Yeah, and you know, Hoss, it should be where, while they look crisp, well, hell yeah, there's no pass rush, and they're pros. The ball shouldn't hit the ground. You know, when you're throwing against air or whatever, and you should be able to complete passes, and you should be able to have success at least 80% of the time with no rush. Now it's condensed. It's like an extra defender in the red zone, you know, how you clicking. But it's an offensive drill. You know, when they do one-on-one, they could do one-on-one in training camp. Okay, the defensive back's on an island. Okay, think about the quarterback. He's dropping back, throwing to the receiver. The receiver knows where he's going. The DB doesn't know where he's going. And there's no rush. And he just has all this space. So, hell yeah, the receiver should win. That's when if a quarterback knows what he's doing and the receiver, come on. If you're a stud receiver, you should be able, the quarterback should be able to hit his hands 10 out of 10 times. And now, when you see a defensive back having utmost success in one-on-one drills, whew, that might be what you call a shutdown corner. That he's in that receiver's jock. He knows where the receiver's going, and he shouldn't know that. That's the instincts that come about. So when you look at all of that occurring, that's why, you know, you get all hyped. And, boy, you want to talk about something, but no one's patient. We want to know what's going to happen coming up in August, September. We don't know. But it's something to look forward to. And like the quarterbacks, the first things first. I mean, how are you going to have success in a team period or when they have a pass rush unless you have success if you're throwing against air? Are you throwing against like one-on-one? Are you throwing against 7-on-7? It's like baby steps. And now, they wouldn't be at this level if you couldn't accurately throw the football. Any quarterback that goes, like, who's that left-hander? Look at
Hunter Deckers.
Okay. When he had Iowa State, then he transferred to, what, Middle Iowa or Central Iowa or something? But I'm just watching
Iowa,
him.
Iowa Western.
Yeah, okay. Iowa Western. Directional school. I don't know if that's Division II, whatever. Okay, but I think he was at Iowa State. But, for instance, I'm watching him throw 5 minutes. I said, well, I could see why he got invited to an NFL camp. I'm watching him spin the ball and throw it. Okay, he can come, whether you're a camp arm or whatever. You might eventually try to last be on the practice squad. So when you're out there, it's not just like I had family connections, so I had an opportunity. No, you have to have a certain skill set. And even with that guy, who's the number four guy, who's not going to be on the team, but you could still see how he could throw a football. And that doesn't happen just because, he's a big kid. Let's give him a chance.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I don't know. For me today, one of the things that stood out didn't happen on the field. It was in Kellen Moore's press conference when he was talking about Chris Olave and those trade rumors that keep swirling around Pittsburgh, the Jets, the Giants, all these teams that are supposedly interested, and the Saints are listening to, you know, compensation packages for Chris Olave. But Coach Kellen Moore basically shut that down, I felt like.
Well, it shut it down. But you know the one thing in this day and age in football? You know what Chris Olave got working against him? The same thing that Tua has working against him as being the quarterback for the Dolphins. Oh, he gets hit hard one more time. Oh, he's going for the season. We can't count on him. That's a real thing. You might think.
Right, the concussions.
Yes. Yes, with Chris Olave. Because did he have time to heal? And then, you know, sometimes, too, when you get concussions, you don't want to be timid. You know, you're going across the middle and all that. They're trying to protect the receivers from not getting that knockout blow. But you never know what can happen. You look at Tua. Okay, they're trying to protect him from concussion, but then he takes off and run. And then he can get hurt. So, no, that's a concern. So, you're talking about, I'm not saying it's damaged goods, because Chris Olave, that touchdown he made today in the red zone, the most impressive touchdown in the three red zone periods. That 17, 18-yard touchdown he caught in the seam. I don't care if they had, I said this earlier, the 4 o'clock hour, they had a lineman. That was a team drill. The ball was coming out on time. That is a legit touchdown. That's what you want to see week in and week out for 17 games. I want to say that was Spencer Rattler who threw that. And I think I got that right. But that play, no, that's a legit play. I don't care. That was 7-on-7. No, they could have had the lineman, because I look at the timing and where that ball and the whole route concept. But again, nothing against Chris Olave, nothing against Tua in Miami. Once you start getting all those concussions, that's always going to be in the conversation. And fair or not fair, it's just going to be there. And why we don't need that to be in the conversation, you know why? Because who's our number one receiver?
Chris Olave.
Chris Olave. Whoa. We don't need that to happen. Like, knock on wood, whatever. That was, he's not available. And I'm going to bring this up now that this segue. I didn't even know I was doing this, Hoss. Look at the wide receiver.
I'm just impressed
right
you said segue.
Oh, no, that's some radio term that I learned. I don't know where I got that from. But you look at our receivers last year. Okay, Rashid Shaheed. We love Rashid Shaheed. I love Chris Olave. I'd say Chris Olave would be everybody's two, if not number one in the NFL. No, Chris Olave is legit. But you look as a unit, a whole receiving core. You know how many catches they had last year? 135. What? We've had seasons when you're amongst the best of the best and you're setting records. Oh, he had 115, 120 catches. One guy. While a whole receiving core had 135 catches for 1,833 yards. That is the whole receiving core accounting, now listen to this, Hoss, and Steve, and Charlie, accounting for the second fewest yards in the NFL. You know what's the only team who had, as a receiving group, the only team that had fewer yards than the Saints or the Patriots? So the Patriots were dead last. We were one before last. They're not available. Rashid Shaheed, hurt. Chris Olave, hurt. So you look who's playing. Okay, you look at the roster. Who's playing this week at receiver? So I'm just telling you, only 135 catches, and the Saints are just one of the two teams. So you look at big receiver, contested catches. Now, this caught my attention. The Saints are just one of two teams. Now, this other team had success, are just one of two teams that don't have a wide receiver taller than 6'2". The other team who had success with Sam Darnold, the Minnesota Vikings. I wouldn't have guessed that. You know, you look like, okay, do we have that 6'4", 6'5", receiver who could go up and catch the ball? You know, I'm interested, that might be a money thing. You know, I was made contested catches throughout the years, and he's right at 6'2", 210, 215 pounds, Keenan Allen. I think Kellen Moore's familiar with Keenan Allen.
Sure, but he hasn't signed anywhere, obviously.
No, okay, look at it. Now, but he has a highlight reel. I'm not talking about a handful. He has a highlight reel making contested catches. Now he's 33 years of age. He's coming off his least productive season in years. He averaged 50 yards receiving per game last year with the Bears. That was a career low. So where is he at? Is he asking for too much money? We talk about skins on the wall, making contested catches. Everyone. If you follow the NFL, you know who in the hell is Keenan Allen.
Right.
I'm not talking about the Bears, but the Chargers. You know who Keenan Allen is. So that just caught my attention, what I'm talking about, what we expect him in this receiving corps. Can you be available and Rashid Shaheed staying healthy? Chris Olave staying healthy. To help the quarterbacks out.
Well, Mike knows all too well from his sheet, you know, trying to call games last year with all the injuries at wide receiver.
Right, right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was talking about that.
Well, I mean, I'm looking. So when you look at the receivers last year, with the, you know, if you go by yards alone, but forget the yards, on that list of yards, 548 was Juwan Johnson. He had 50 catches, and then it's Kamara, 68. You know,
right? Foster, there's no wide receivers.
Foster Moreau, 32. Right. That's one thing. You know, 140 some catches, not wide receivers. Valdez Scantling, 17. I mean, the fact that Olave and Shaheed, they didn't miss three or four games. I mean, they missed the bulk of the season. Taysom Hill missed they missed so many games. So that you ended up having the Kevin Austin and the Pettis and Bub Means, who was also hurt as a rookie.
Right, right. He played a couple of games and he gets hurt, yeah.
Right, and he was hurt. Tipton, Mason Tipton, you know. I think they – so I don't know how I feel about the wide receiver room. You look at the names and the depth, and you know, I don't know. I think one of the plays that I think when we get in OTAs, we look for moments, just like you know Steve said a moment, and you whatever you see, and I saw the guy, the offensive lineman, to me in the team drills, Tyler Shuck had a pass. It wasn't a long pass. It was about the 5 yard line. And it's a straight drop back, but he's hitting Juwan Johnson, who's doing an out route back of the end zone.
A sail route, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be a bullet. It can't be a little shy or the DB's right there. It can't be too wide. And it's a kind of a difficult throw. He's not moving to his left. He's standing in the middle. And it was a bullet. It was a perfect pass to Juwan Johnson in stride. Touchdown, and it was just
– right.
So to me, that's what you kind of get out of OTAs. You know, I don't know. Right now, to me, they're the greatest team in the world.
But Hoss, when you see that, okay, that's a nice play. Like when he hit Chris Olave in the scene.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You saw that play.
Yeah.
Right?
And then you look at Juwan Johnson. But you know what? Okay, it can't be every now and then. You got to see that like 5-6 times a practice. You know, you have to see that like all the time, you know, and not some of the time. And you know what, Hoss, let me tell you who that nation breaks it down. This is what they look at. Okay, Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, now Brandon Cooks. Now he's our third option. Brandon Cooks has had 1,000-yard receiving in a season. Why in the hell teams get rid of him? I remember he had 1,000 yards on the Patriots. They get rid of him. I mean, because, okay, that doesn't mean he can't play. But some players have trade value and all that. But this is why I look at the Saints fans, how they look at it. Because you get spoiled with Marcus Colston, and you get spoiled when Michael Thomas was not bitching. He wasn't a prima donna. You look at all those receivers, they're all similar. Olave, Shaheed, Cooks, they all stand between 5'10", 6'. They're about 180, 190 pounds. And the Saints have clearly lacked a 50-50 ball winner in their offense ever since Michael Thomas went down with that ankle injury in the first game of the 2020 season. I'm telling you, we had Colston and Michael Thomas. Now when you see 50-50 ball, it's like, oh, well, what a great catch. Now, Olave's doing that now and then, but not enough. You don't see that. That's why I'm always harping sometimes. I like all these guys, but we need like a big receiver. Maybe one of these bigger receivers who we have in the roster now might step up. But I don't think you could say they're going to be like Marcus Colston or Michael Thomas in his heyday. Michael Thomas was Offensive Player of the Year. Not all Pro Bowl, Offensive Player of the Year.
Well, let me say this in closing, because I hear the music, and I know Steve hears that music. To me, I don't care how tall he is. Go catch the ball. You can be
aggressive
guy if you're 6 foot or 6'1". It ain't about 6'3", 6'4". Go get the ball, right? And then we don't have this conversation.
Mike, always appreciate the time, man. We'll be talking to you soon at Mandatory Minicamp next week, and we better bring the sunblock. I got a feeling we're going to be outside with those fans.
Oh, you have to have a wide-brim hat. A wide-brim hat, Hoss.
You got it. All right, fellas.
All right.
That was the voice of the Saints, Mike Hoss, joining us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.